home ownership is not, quote unquote, the American dream anymore. I mean, people like to rent. They like to have that affordability, the ease, give back the keys. They like to be able to move different places and have experiences. So they're not as much into the home as our generation was. They're into the apartments and into the rentals. That's going to cause more demand.
Alrighty, Jake and Gino here, and today we are discussing a John Burns real estate article that came out, and it's discussing America's housing and the need going forward, okay? And this has big impacts for real estate investors. Now, they released some data showing that America needs over 17 million more housing units by 2030. Now, until recently, builders were on pace to meet the demand, which included single-family homes, multifamily, manufactured housing. According to the report, due to the current affordability crisis, they are no longer on pace to meet the demands. I'm sure interest rates are having a big impact here. And fortunately, we got the G-Dad here to break this down for us. So, Mr. G-Daddy, what does this all mean for multifamily investors?
Jake, the first thing I want to tell the listeners to do is look at John Burns' website. And we interviewed Chris Porter, who works for John
Burns. He's coming
to
Multifamily Mastery 6 too, right? Excited to have him there.
Yeah. It's about demography, and they wrote the book Big Shifts Ahead. And you start looking at it. One thing that no one's really talking about is, you know, the 2 million people that have crossed the border illegally into the United States. Those 2 million people need housing. I mean, they're going to New York City right now. They're all in these hotels, these swanky hotels.
I know, I just read some that said they're sick of us already, and they're going to Canada.
That's
so
right.
We'll see what happens.
Yes. Well, but what I'm saying is, like, there's so many, like population is still growing, and no one really talks about this, but if we go back to the Great Recession of 2008, building basically stopped from 08 to like 2013. There was nothing going on, but still people needed a place to live. So yep. You have 5 years of no building going on. It's caught up to us. And now with rates shooting up, we just had a podcast right now with John Warlow from Built to Sell. And he's talking about private equity, how private equity is investing in all these things. Now private equity and the cost of capital has gone higher. Now rates went from 3, the cost of capital has gone to 6 and 7. So it's very hard to find these deals that make sense. Now these development deals are going to start stalling. What happens when rates go up? Things start stalling. Now that's going to perpetuate and even make this situation that you're talking about even worse. So we're going to have less housing out there. So if you're in a market right now that there's demand for your product, in this case, multifamily and apartments, people are moving there. People
Florida, are moving to Texas, Arizona, looking pretty good right now, right?
Think about it. I mean, Tennessee, people coming from California, Florida. So if you have less of a supply... If you have less of a supply and there's demand for it, what's going to happen? Rents are going to continue to go up. I don't care whatever he says. They're going to go up in certain markets. It doesn't matter because remember, you were looking at real estate from a macro perspective from the United States holistically. But then we need to chunk it down into the submarkets, into the little localities. And a lot of times people don't do that. Yes, I mean, we may be in a recession, you know, United States wise, but there are certain markets right now that are continuing to boom and there's still problems. So what you're talking about by 2030, we need 17 million. I mean, think about that. And right now when rates are going up, people are not buying homes right now. They're deferring their homes purchases because they can't afford the monthly payment. So what are those people doing? They're continuing to rent. So they're absorbing more rental units. So less rental units online, more demand. Rents are going to continue to go up. So that's what I see, Jake, going on in the future. There's going to be demand going forward. Apartments are a basic human need. It's food, clothing, and apartments. You can't buy it on the internet. It's not like office space where, hey, I'm going to stay at home, shoot a podcast in my underwear. I don't need to go into the office. That's not.
You're wearing pants today, right?
Yes, I'm wearing pants today. Just for you. I got my shirt. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you know, you need a place to live. I mean, when the economy 100%. Contracts, all of a sudden those businesses start closing, the strip malls start closing. I mean, you can go online, do stuff online, but that's not how it is with multifamily. And personally, in that book, Big Shifts Ahead, they talk about demographics and how homeownership is not, quote unquote, the American dream anymore. I mean, people like to rent. They like to have that affordability, the ease, give back the keys. They like to be able to move different places and have experiences. So they're not as much into the home as our generation was. They're into the apartments and into the rentals. That's going to cause more demand for the product that we have, and there's going to be less supply out there.
Well, and to the point that the developers are behind. So the demand is there, but it needs to make sense for developers. And developers are running into two things, and we're right in the same boat right now. One, rates have gone up. That makes it harder to build because the cost of capital is higher, okay? And these developers don't want to get strung out. Number two, these boards and the planning commissions and the folks that you got to go through for approvals can make things very challenging at times. And they ask for some really silly stuff. And depending on where you are, it can be a challenge to get things approved. So you're fighting a war on two fronts, which everyone knows is not a good thing. You got the rate war front that you're going after. And then you got these planning commissions that are not making things easy, even though they know there's this need for affordable housing. So people need to, and especially these planning commissions need to understand that if they're saying they want affordable housing and they want, the build to rent type product, they need to make it easier for developers. So that's a huge component. And the rate thing, you probably got 2 years, before that gets better, but there is a silver lining here because best case scenario, if you buy right now and say you get a 5-year term with a 3-2-1 or a 3-2 prepayment penalty, you're going to be poised to refi in 2024 if rates do dip. You got an election coming up. Hopefully they'll have worked out the inflation thing by then. Could be a big year for refis, Gino.
What Jake's talking about, everybody, is a 3-2 is a 3%, 2% prepayment penalty. Yeah. And what I want you to think about, even as a developer, as a builder, most of us poo-poo and don't think about what the exit strategy is. What is your exit strategy as a builder? Are you looking to build these things? And what's your time horizon look like? Are you going to be holding these things for the next 3 years and then flipping out? Or are you going to be, building them? Then once they're done with the build, you're getting permanent financing, get a property management to actually go out and actually manage these things for you. I think I'd like to see more developers do that, own their own assets, and maybe bring on a property management company as a partner. That would be the smart play. I also think for us as individuals, what is your exit strategy? Because you need to get the right debt on there. Jake's talking about that. Are you going with long-term fixed rate financing with defeasance or yield maintenance? Then you're locked in for the next 7 or 8 or 10 years, and you can't sell that asset unless you want to get those huge prepayment penalties. Understand what the exit strategy looks like. If you can buy it right now, now is the opportunity. I think in the next 18 months, prices have to come down because the cost of capital is going up. The demand for these assets, because there's less cash in there. Remember what I said about John Warlow and private equity? Private equity is dumping less money into these deals. That money is getting burned off.
You need to build cash flow. That's the key.
That's right. Yeah. So now from the euphoria of the top of the market where people are FOMO, their fear of missing out, all of a sudden they're pulling back and they're saying to themselves, I got to buy more responsibly now. I need to buy for cash flow. Whereas before I was buying for the greater fool's theory where somebody's going to buy top it and line. I can flip it to them. And that's how we know we are slowing down and exiting and going into a different market cycle. Whereas people were buying deals 5 years ago, holding for 3 years and then flipping out. Then 2 years ago, they're buying for 18 months and flipping out. Now they're buying. They can't flip that deal out anymore because there's no one else buying that deal.
Got to operate.
Yes, exactly. And that's why it's really exciting to be multifamily right now. And honestly, if you want to know more about multifamily, how to get in the space, I want to talk to one of our team members, just go to jakeandgino.com/apply. Start the conversation because now is the time. It is always the right time to buy multifamily. It is always the right time to buy real estate. It's not always the right time to sell real estate.
Buy right, manage right, and finance right. That's what we do here. Gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's a G-Daddy. We make it happen. We'll see you next time.